For those of you who may not know me or know my face, my name is Chad Champlin. I'm from LaRonger congregation down in South Louisiana. So thankful tonight to be here. Back in, I guess it was December sometime, I believe I was at the Guthrie meeting, asking Brother Marty, trying to get in my head, the dates of this meeting, West Virginia. And I grew up coming to this meeting as a very young boy with my grandma and grandpa, Bob and Doral Forbes. And came here through my mid-teens and took a big gap. I think it was 20-plus years. And but I talked to Brother Marty in December and found out the dates and tried right away to schedule some time and make sure this was at the top of my list to be able to attend. I'm so thankful that the Lord worked it out. Sometimes I was hardly able to contain my excitement, just the thought of coming back. So thankful the Lord worked it out, and He has not disappointed yet. I was expecting a good meeting, and I can honestly say the Lord has been faithful, and I have enjoyed the services up till now. We expect for Him to bless in the rest of the meeting. I appreciate that song that was just sung. If I have it right, I believe the words that I'm so glad to the extent that Jesus knows what I don't. I had some thoughts going over in my head today, which is some of the needs that we have. Not to get needs confused with our wants, because I believe that's something that we can easily do if we're not careful. But some of the real needs that we have as people, as humans, as Christians, as saved, as unsaved, many needs in this world that we have. I'm so glad that Jesus knows those real needs that we have. There are many things that I think I need that I know in His eyes that I don't really need. And I'm so thankful that He knows each and every one of those. But as a human here living life, I do have needs. I think of this meeting. What needed to take place for this meeting to happen? It took a lot of hard work. There was a lot of effort that needed to be put into this meeting. We needed support for this meeting. We needed individuals to be able to get in a vehicle. You need a vehicle to be able to put gas in a vehicle. That takes some money. The need to be able to come here, all these things that we need, houses, cars, we need our health to be able to go to jobs. We need to make some income for all these things to come to pass. I need food. I need water. That's a definite need to live this life. This body needs those things. But I think of the verse in, I believe it was Philippians, Paul said, "My God will supply all your needs." And I'm so thankful that no matter what need may arise, that we serve a God that will supply each and every one of those needs. But as individuals, we do all have different needs. But I think of the message that was preached, I believe it was last night, about the soul. And I want to remind us that there is, regardless of all the physical things, the earthly things that we think we may need, and all the different things that we each individually need, there is one thing we all for sure have in common. And that is, we all have a soul. And we are all desperate for the need of that soul. And as it was explained very well, that soul yearns and needs to be with Christ. It needs to be with its Maker. And Lord, help us to seek the One that can supply what that soul needs. And to seek Him for what He would have for us. If I have any intention of making it into God's heaven, if I have any desire that that's where I want my soul to end up, there are going to have to be things that I'm going to have to do, and there are going to be things that I'm going to have to come to the realization that there are things that I'm going, that I need. Things that I need from the Lord. You can take away all the cars. You can take away all the houses, all the money. You can take all those things away from me. This physical body might need some of those things. You can even take away my food and my water. That physical body needs that to survive. But does the soul need that to make heaven? No. You can take away all those things from me, because in reality, when it comes down to the very bottom line of what the most important thing for my soul is, is that God will supply what my soul needs. I don't need those earthly things. I don't need those things that man can provide, that you can provide me. I really don't even need this meeting to make heaven. I don't. I don't need to be here with y'all to make heaven. It's an added benefit. It's an added benefit. Thank the Lord we're here. But help us to seek the Lord for the things that our soul needs. My burden tonight is those things that our soul needs, those things that we need in life, is touching Jesus. Reaching out and touching Jesus. I'd like to look at the passage in Mark. Mark 6, I believe it is, starting at verse 25. I have that text wrong. It's Mark 5. I'm sorry. Mark 5, starting at verse 25. Here we have a very familiar story of the woman that was affected with the issue of blood coming to Jesus. Before this actually took place, Jesus had got off the ship. There was a crowd of people gathered around. And I believe it was Jairus approached him and come to the Savior and begin to tell Jesus of one of the problems he was facing in his life, and that his daughter was deathly sick, knocking on death's door, and asked the Lord to come and heal, lay hands on her and heal her. So Jesus decided to do that. So there was a crowd around, and the crowd began to follow. So let's actually pick up in verse 24. Verse 24 says, "And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And his disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging me, and sayest thou, Who touched me?' And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." So touching Jesus, that's what I want to talk with us a little about tonight. We read this story in so many times. I'm going to tell you, so many times I'll read something in the Bible, one of these stories that I've heard for years. I've heard it for all my life. And if I'm not careful, it can become just a story. Lord, help us to see this as more as words on paper. Help us to see this as more than just a story. I'd like to go just for a quick minute, talk a little bit about the beginning part of this story, and maybe bring us to the reality of maybe what this woman was facing. In verse 24, and if you will allow me, I try to put myself there. I try to maybe see through their eyes. If you will allow me to do that. Verse 24 says, "And Jesus went with him," talking about Jairus, "and much people followed him and thronged him." I looked at that word thronged. In the most simplest definition that I could find, it was a large group of people that I saw one definition that says engulfed. It drowned out. So many people that, I mean, it's more than shoulder to shoulder. It's more than a crowd. It's people on top of people on top of people with a certain purpose in mind, with a certain intention in mind, and doing everything they can do to fulfill that purpose. And what took place before this? Jesus had already done many, many things. He had a name. People knew who he was. He had already healed some lepers. He had just got through walking on the sea. People knew what he was about. People knew that he was working miracles. And here he was on the way to this Jairus' house to heal his daughter. And no doubt there was a crowd around him thinking, "Man, what are we going to see next? What is in store for us now if we follow Jesus?" So I looked at this word thronged, and I want to tell you, you know what the first thing that came to my mind was? I don't want to get too far off topic here. I don't know how it here is in Green Bank, West Virginia. I know you are a very small community. Back home, we have some big cities, big areas around, and once a year they have what they call Black Friday rolls around. And I know the last couple of years of late, more and more places of businesses have been open around 24 hours around the clock. But before that took place, a certain store or a certain retail would decide a certain time to open. Now, when I think of this word thronged, my mind thought back to some of the things that I would read and some of the things I would hear about. And there would just be this massive hundreds group of people outside this store about to bust them doors down, waiting for them doors to open up. Because they had something, they wanted to catch the biggest and the greatest and the best sale they could. And as soon as those doors opened up, what happened? Those people, they were giving it all they could get. You were trying to put 200 to 300 people through a door about 5 foot wide, and they were doing all they could do. That's what I saw in my mind when I saw this. They were thronged around Jesus. It was shoulder to shoulder. And I think that's very important that we realize and that we get what maybe that meant. Then maybe we can understand what this woman had to go through to get to Jesus. It wasn't going to be easy for her to get to where she knew she had to get. So verse 25, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Here we have a woman, an individual, a woman that had been sick and diseased for 12 years, had been considered unclean, was not allowed to be around for 12 long years. And she saw she had a need in her body. She had been everywhere she could go. She had been to all the doctors. She had given everything she had. She had spent all that she had. She had come to the end of her rope, her wits end. What else am I going to do? I have nothing. I have nothing else to give. I've had this problem. I'm considered unclean. No one's allowed to come around me. I have to keep myself separate from everyone else. But I know there's one place I can go. I know there's one place I can go to get some help. I heard Jesus is going to be in town. And if I can just get to Jesus, I've heard all this stuff He's been doing. I heard how He walked on the sea. And now I heard He's fixing to go put hands on a little girl and heal her. If I can get to Jesus, maybe, just maybe, maybe He can help me out. So what did she do? Now think of this. She's been sick for 12 years with an issue of blood. How weak and how broken do you think her body was? Do you think she had the ability just to march up in there and be right there with the crowd and shoving elbows and rubbing shoulders and pushing people out the way? Do you think she was really part of those that really thronged Jesus? I don't think she was. I remember as just a little boy seeing the picture that the artist painted for this story. And it was Jesus off in the distance, and it was a group of people behind Him. And I remember seeing that little old lady. I know it's just the artist's imagination, but laying there doing all she could do to drag herself with her two hands, fighting that crowd, trying to get to Jesus. No doubt getting trampled on and stomped on. I don't know what took place. This is just how I see it. But doing all she could do to get to Jesus. And she gets there. It says when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be made whole, or I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. I thank the Lord so much this evening that lady and that woman saw her condition and saw what she needed to do for that condition and that plague to be resolved. I am so thankful that she was willing to fight through that crowd of people if she had to fight, and that she was able to reach Jesus, and that she was able to reach out and touch Him. And it is my burden tonight, and that's what I want to remind us of tonight, that same Jesus that she was able to stretch out and that she was able to reach out and get a hold of, that's the same Jesus that we serve tonight. That's the same Jesus that we can reach out and get a hold of. That's the same Jesus that when I go through those dark places in my life and I go through those scary places in my life, and when I go through those places in my life that I don't understand, and that I've gone everywhere I can go, and I've spent all my money, I've asked all the questions that there is to ask, and nobody has an answer, that's the same Jesus that I can go to, and I can reach out. And if I can just touch Jesus, if my faith is there and my belief is there, I can reach out no matter what is in my way. No matter what I may be going through. If I can just reach out my hand and touch Him. It said the virtue, the power left out of Him and went into her. That's what He can do for us tonight, y'all. That's what He can do for me. He is willing to give me that power. He is willing to give you that power. That's what He's willing to do for you in your life. Lord, help us to be able to... Lord, help us to be able to see our situation. Lord, help me to recognize the place I'm in. And if it's a place that you're not happy with, and if there's a place you want to call me out of, Lord, help me to be able to reach up to You, that I may touch You, and that that power can come to me. What did Jesus say? He said, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor." I believe that Scripture was already quoted in this meeting. "And are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Folks, that's what He's doing. He's there to give that power to us. That's what He's there for. He's standing there with arms wide open. Here I am with my arm extended. But you have to extend your arm. You're going to have to reach out and touch Him. I hear of many who have, I've heard many testimonies from those gone before me and what the Lord has meant to them. I saw it growing up. I thank the Lord for that. I saw it in my grandma and my grandpa, what Jesus meant to them. What Jesus did for them. I saw them reach out and touch Jesus. I've seen it from different ones in my congregation. How they've reached out and how they've touched Jesus. My pastor has preached messages that has helped me to realize that that's what I need to do, is to reach out and touch Jesus. I've seen my loved ones, my friends and my family, I've seen them in these places. And I've seen people with those experiences that have found themselves in those dark places in their lives. And I've seen them reach out. And I've seen them touch Jesus. And I thank the Lord so much for that. But loved ones, just because my grandpa and my grandma did it, just because my mom did it, just because my pastor did it, just because all those in my congregation, just because you have done it and I've seen you do it, you touching Jesus is not going to be sufficient for me just to stand back and let you touching Jesus work for me. I'm going to have to reach out and touch Jesus for myself. I'm going to have to recognize the place I'm in. I'm going to have to listen to what is preached and listen and meditate on those things and seek the Lord for those things and ask Him to help me with those things. And I'm going to have to recognize it for myself with the Lord's help. And I'm going to have to reach out myself and touch Jesus. You can't do it for me. No one else can do it for me. Brother Michael can't do it for me. Brother Carl, Brother Marty, Brother Dan, Brother Clint, nobody can do it for me, but me. That's the place I'm going to have to come to in my life. Is that I'm going to have to reach out and touch Him. The story goes on. Virtue went out of Jesus and into her. And His disciples said unto Him, "Thou seest the multitude." Jesus had questioned, "Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?" And His disciples said unto Him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee." Jesus, what are you thinking? Man, you got all these people around you. And you're asking, "Who touched me?" And He looked round about to see her, that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done, knowing what had just happened, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. I see that woman laying on, well, I don't know if she was laying on the ground after she was healed. But I see her there. And I see Jesus turning around. And it says, He looked up on her. He looked round about to see her. I can't help but wonder if when He looked around, His eyes locked onto her eyes. And she began to tell Him all the truth. I wonder what that was. What was all the truth? I can't help but wonder if she started right then and there letting the Lord, Lord, this is the place I was in. Lord, this is where I was. Lord, I was afflicted. I was sick for 12 years. I was lonely. I was scared. I had nowhere else to go. I had already given everything I could give. I had nowhere else. I had no one else to turn to. But Lord, You were the only one I could turn to. Lord, this is just the situation I'm in. And what did He say? He said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Folks, that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to come before Him and tell Him all the truth. He knows the situation and the places we are in life. But folks, I want to beg you to come to the Lord. He knows your heart, but come to Him. Let Him know. Let Him know the places you're going through in your life. If you're unsaved, let Him know the scary places that you're facing in your life, the dark places. Let Him know the things you're going through, the things that are troubling you, the places, the things that we heard about this morning, the aliens that are out to get us. Those are the things that can afflict us and get us down and cause us to be unclean. But folks, there's one we can come to that will tell us, that will look at us, that will lock His eyes with our eyes and will say, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." That's what He wants to do for us, is to bring you out of the places that you are in that He doesn't want you to be in, and to make you whole. And what will He say? Go in peace. That's the experience that we can have. We can come to the Lord. We can come to the Lord with anything. The list could go on and on. There really would not be enough time to stand here and list all the troubles and the places that people in this world have found themselves in that is out of God's desire. There are places in my life that I still have to see and recognize and plead before the Lord. Places that I still, "Lord, is there still places, or is there still things that you want to heal me of? Lord, are there still places in my life that you want to touch?" I'll be honest with you, I still have hurts. I still have disappointments. I still have things in my life that if I'm not careful, those things can get me down. Those things can still be a burden to me. And if I'm not careful, those things can discourage me. And if I'm not careful, those things can still cause me to lose out, to lose my salvation. If you find yourself in that place, I want to encourage you to get to Jesus. Reach out and try to touch Jesus. There are going to be many things that are going to be, that seem as they are standing in my way. There are going to be many things that I'm going to have to try to press through, that I'm going to have to give it everything I've got. There's going to be things that the devil's going to throw in my pathway. Things that at times can seem overwhelming. Things that can just make me feel desperate. Lord, I don't know if I can do it. I can reach those places in my life. But I don't care if I have to drag myself, if I have to crawl, if I have to pull myself along. If I can still get to Jesus, if I can still reach out for Him and reach out to that hand that is already extended to me, Lord, help us to be able to find that place. And He said to her, "Go in peace." That's the words that I want to hear from my Lord and my Savior. That's the words that I want to hear when I find myself in a troubling situation. That's the words that I can assure you that if you find yourself, as we heard earlier in the meeting, if our soul finds itself in that kind of trouble, that we are at our wit's end, that we are at the end of our rope, that we have nowhere to go, I want to assure you that if you will come and if you will reach out and by faith reach out and touch Him, that is the words you will hear. Go in peace. Come unto me, all your labor, and I will give you rest. But if you are saved tonight, and you've had that experience, and you know what it is, and you've been there, and you've touched Jesus, and He's helped you through those places in your life, but you're still facing some of those scary places in your life, He's still there. He's still there to be reached out and touched. Amen. He is still there to comfort. He's still there to give rest. He's still there to say, "Go in peace." I love the Lord. I love you. I want to go to heaven. I want you to go to heaven. I think we sang a song. Well, no, we didn't sing. I thought of the song, "My Soul Be On Thy Guard." Lord, help my soul to be on its guard. Lord, help me to be on guard. There are many things I need in this life to live. This meeting needs lots of things to make it happen. We all have a part to play in this meeting. We all need to get down on our knees and seek the Lord to let His presence be felt in this meeting. There are things we really do need, but there is one thing that stands out in my mind that we all really need. I need the Lord in my life. I need the Lord to reach down and wrap me in His arms of love. I need to touch Jesus. That's what I need. That's what my soul needs. My soul, as we heard, yearns for Him. I want my soul, as we heard, I want it to be nestled up to Him. But folks, if that's what we want, we're going to have to put forth the effort to reach out and touch Jesus. He's going to reach. He's going to reach. He's standing there with arms wide open. But I have to do something on my part. He requires something of me. It's not just a one person thing. It's a joint effort. It's a joint effort. I have to do my part. He's going to do His. I have to do mine. Lord, help me to do my part. Lord, help me to recognize the places that I'm in life. Lord, are you happy with them? Lord, is this where you want me? If not, Lord, help me to reach out. Help me to see what it is that you want for me in my life. Help me to go where you want me to go. Help me to be what you want me to be. Y'all pray for me. I want to make heaven.